This isn't a traditional war we've been faced with. This is a war unlike any we've ever seen.
Here's what I want you to do. Inform Major Tacker of our status.
He's composed and he's
command.
A lot of common sense. Quiet, but
dependent. After I finished this.
Our outpost at the North Pole has been assaulted several times in recent weeks.
Why does this order have to be followed?
We've been here.
What the hell could be worse?
We're both stationed in Atlanta.
Welcome to the lounge. While you're in here, there's no need for formality.
You Americans have strange customs.
We're landing. Get everyone in quick. This place is getting ugly fast.
My name is Jaden Timmons, and I'm
someone better shut down this bucket of snot, or he's gonna get lamped out.
Who in their right mind orders a soldier to lead an assault on this
first?
Are they really that crazy?
This organization, and I would be the last voice.
Now behind them is what we do not have.
If you were any other man, you'd have been relieved a long.
Don't wait for me. You can go faster by yourself.
This is the first month of Philadelphia.
Okay, yeah.
But
we're talking about Cloud Fairburn.
This place is Thor's little empire. Eden doesn't care what he does as long as he does it good.
Epic, Book 1, Dawn of Destiny, by Lee Steven. Chapter 0, Tuesday, March 29th, 0011, New Era. 21:42 hours. Cleveland, Ohio, USA. It was a train wreck. A total train wreck. At least that's what ran through the mind of Colonel Brent Lyland, commanding officer of Falcon Platoon. His unit was dispatched in Cleveland. It was a familiar scenario. The Bachma had attacked. And the Earth Defense Network, Eden, had sent Falcon Platoon to defend the city. Only this time, it wasn't that simple. Buildings lay toppled across the street. Shattered cars littered the roads and sidewalks, and fresh craters lined what was once public square. Even worse, intelligence had been wrong about everything. The number of Bachma craft, the number of Bachma on the ground, everything. Even their maps were obsolete. The result was a Falcon Platoon bloodbath. Lyman epitomized an Eden veteran, a crew cut of steel-gray hair, a body tattooed with scars, and a penetrating glare that reflected a pessimistic wisdom about the reality of the alien war. Though unrecognized on the streets of the common man, the command staff at Richmond knew him well. If something needed to be done, Lyman could do it. He could do it better than most of them could. Plasma bolts whizzed past Lyman's head as he retreated around the corner of an alleyway. He flung himself against the brick and muttered a string of obscenities. It was time to pull out. It was time to salvage whatever was left of Falcon Platoon and return to base. The fate of Cleveland would rest in the hands of whoever else Richmond could muster up on a whim. Lyman loathed the Bachma, more than any other species. They fought dirty. They fought like cowards. Crimson leather skin, bulging black eyes, and a mouthful of hideous teeth. He loathed the sight of them, almost as much as he loathed the stench of them. He reloaded his E-35 assault rifle and barked into his helmet comm.
Tacker, check that bank on the corner of Ontario and Rockwell. They've got a sniper up there somewhere. Flush him from behind if you can, but don't force it.
Confirmation came, and Lyland regripped his gun. There was no need to check on Tacker again. He'd do the job. He rounded the corner and spotted a handful of operatives hunkered down across the street. It took a moment for Lyland to realize they were the only other operatives left. One thought surfaced in his mind. Get them out of there. As they took cover behind an overturned van, he addressed his comm once more.
Who's still alive over there?
The comm channel crackled.
Me and Henrik, sir.
Who the hell is me?
Yalen, sir, sorry.
Yalen and Henrik. It figured. At least Tacker was still alive. As if on cue, Tacker's voice sliced through the comm.
Sniper down.
Excellent. Everyone on headset, listen. Base is going to have to send someone else in to clean up this mess. Fall back to the safe zone.
Yalen and Henrik withdrew from the fight. Lyland looked skyward.
Seven, where are you?
Seven, in orbit, sir.
We're pulling an evac. Grab us at the safe zone.
On my way, sir.
The Vulture transport broke its low orbit over the city and pointed its nose toward the north. Lyland's focus returned to the street.
John, do you have a clear way out?
For the first time that mission, he called Tacker by his first name, an accident. Tacker's voice crackled again.
I don't know if I have the...
And that was it. There was a pop, and silence flooded the line. Tacker's voice was gone. Leyland froze.
Tacker? Tacker! Seven, what was the...
He stopped as he watched a plasma bolt tear through Yalen's back. A mist of red erupted from the soldier's chest. He collapsed to the ground. Leyland continued.
Seven, what was the last known position of Commander Tacker?
Last comm was approximately 200 yards south of your location, sir.
Thank you, Seven.
Too far to foot it. He scanned for an alternative, and he soon found one, parked right across the alley. A sedan. Perfect. He slammed the butt of his assault rifle against the driver's side window, and the glass shattered. It took just as much effort to hotwire it. The engine roared to life, and he floored the accelerator. Though an occasional plasma bolt flashed across the hood, Leyland reached Tacker's position with minimal resistance. As soon as he spotted Tacker, he knew why the signal had been lost. The sniper's helmet was attached to his belt, charred beyond functionality.
What happened?
Leyland asked as Tacker leapt inside. Tacker buckled up.
They had two snipers.
He ran a hand through his singed crew cut.
They just weren't very good.
Vulture 7 waited for them on its concrete perch. Only Henrik waited with it, a symbol of the mission's colossal failure. As Tacker abandoned the car and climbed aboard the blunt-nosed transport, Leyland offered the battle-torn streets of Cleveland one more gaze. A devastated city and a decimated unit. The price of underestimation. It all fell on him.